Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
Abby witnessed it. I was visually shooketh. I was shooketh.
You gasped.
When I went,
oh,
what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. You could, it could be heard across the office. The gasp that you gasped.
The gasp that I what?
That you gasped. The gasp that you gasped.
So, first of all, I want to thank sweet Kelly Bannon, clearly a P1, who hit me up on Instagram a couple of days ago. And for those of you that have hit me up the last couple of days, I have just not been on Instagram. So I'm kind of catching up right now. And she wrote, just heard the segment on your sleep study results, being normal and how you need to calm your mind. Was going to message you and say 1,000% it's tied to ADHD. And then she goes on and on and on. And she says, we'll literally be reading a suspense novel. And then all of a sudden, I'm Googling something like, how tall was Jesus? Which leads to other thoughts and more Googles. All right, I want to stop there. So as somebody with ADHD, when I read, she will Google, how tall was Jesus?
Uh-huh.
I stopped and Googled, how tall was Jesus?
Of course you did.
Does anybody in here have any idea how tall Jesus was?
God at least made Jesus 6'3".
Did they put his height
in
the Bible?
That's Google.
There's the no thing. Way.
Does anybody know?
Who measured him?
What most scholars believe the height of Jesus was.
Like, did he leave an imprint in the tomb? Like, how are they knowing how tall
how
Jesus
they measure
is?
Him, right.
I don't know. I'm old, but I'm not that old.
Somebody,
I don't know. I went around.
Wrote the marks on the wall.
Did back then they measured by, like, the height of a horse or something?
He's 2.5 horses high?
No, like your hands.
I can't answer how. Okay. I can just tell you what most scholars believe Jesus' height was.
You about to tell me he's the short king of kings?
I know he ain't tall enough, Abby. That's what I do know.
5'1" to 5'5".
No, he's not. No. Jesus had to be at least 5'9".
No, man. Most scholars believe Jesus was between 5'1" and 5'5". He wouldn't get swiped on Tinder.
He was single. I mean, he didn't get married, and now we know why.
And so it makes sense.
Oh, no, he was just too holy. No, the girls were not about it. Mary Magdalene was taller than him and hit her sandals.
If you're new around here, I'm 5'4 and get plenty of heat for my height, and that's why I'm celebrating for short kings today between 5'1 and 5'5 and did feel it was a win until you're right, we realized that he was single.
That is now we know why.
That is not reflected in the visuals. Like, I mean, when you see any portrait of Jesus, I feel like they are not.
I mean, most of them all showed up, though.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of interpretations on what Jesus might have looked like, right?
If you're going in a little bit deeper, because we keep asking, like, how do they know he's between 5'1 and 5'5"? So most scholars believe he was of average height for his time, likely between 5'1", 5'5". This is based on historical data about the average height of men in Judea and the fact that his height wouldn't have been described if he was notably tall or short.
See, so 5'1 to 5'5 in his time hits different because the tallest man walking might have been 5'8".
Yeah, he was probably like on the Nazareth basketball team.
So it begs the question, how big was Goliath? 5'11"? He's the only man in history to ever be 5'11".
I really wanted to celebrate this until you did mention he was single.
So, he did pretty well for himself.
I'd
say.
Did he? Yeah. Yeah.
I think he
found God's
well.
Son.
Yes. You're born into that. All right. So, Mo, why are you thinking about purposely breaking your finger?
Man, I have, I've had these issues with two of my fingers since I was, for as long as I can remember, like high school. I have broken two fingers, one, two, three, four different times. And the one on my left hand, it's my ring finger on both hands. And the one on my left, I think I broke it the first time playing football. Someone stepped on it by accident.
Ooh.
The one on my right, I broke it. The first time I broke it, it got caught into someone's uniform playing basketball. Now, here's where I was an idiot. So when I broke my first finger, someone gave me the advice to re-break it before it healed so that it would heal back in a way where it looked straight, not crooked. And I didn't take that advice for the first broken finger. And so that finger turned out to be much worse than the one on my right hand, because when I broke the second one, I did it. I actually took the person's advice. And so right after I broke it, I went home and I asked my girlfriend at the time, I can't believe I did this, to take like a book, a hard-covered book, and to place it over my finger.
You're such a man.
I know.
What a man thing to do.
And I put my finger on the floor. I put the hard-cover book over my finger, and I told her to just step on it as hard as you possibly can.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And boy, did she do it. Like, it was as if she thought I'd never ask.
Every argument came out in that stomp, man.
Yeah.
You know there's doctors that can do that for you.
Well, I was,
you got money for that.
Yeah, I'm 19. Yeah. The playoffs was in three games. Yeah. I'm like, I gotta do what I gotta do.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So ironically, when she did it, it was one of the most painful things I'd ever experienced. But when it healed back looking rather straight, like as if nothing had ever happened to it. Now, the finger I did not do that to, I ended up re-breaking it again one time at the time that I was boxing. So that finger is on my left hand, and when I went to the doctor and I told him about it, he told me at that time it just wouldn't make any sense. Like, the finger is already healed. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't really obstruct me from doing anything, but it's just ugly.
It's an aesthetic thing for you?
Yes, like just looking at the way it goes to the right instead of going straight.
Oof.
And every time I try to put a ring on it, I can't, because right at the knuckle, it gets like soup. It gets bigger and then it gets smaller. So I can't really find a way to put a ring on it, which the doctor told me, oh, you're never getting married. And I think, like, I don't think he realized he spoke that in the universe with me at that time.
I was about to say, now we know why. It wasn't relationships. You're just insecure about your hands.
That's what it is. It's the finger. And so I was just looking at it the other day and it just annoys me. It annoys me every once in a while enough to where I'm like, why don't I just re-break it? I wouldn't feel it. They'd numb it up. I'd re-break it and I'd just have to wear a splint. For, I think it said like a few months or something like that. And that's the part I obviously don't want to do. I mean, it's like, why would I put myself in a position to have to go 3 months with a splint on? But it would straighten my finger and I'd have a straight finger again. And I'm considering it. All these years, I thought I'm never doing it. But I'm at the point now where I'm like really considering it because it annoys me.
Man, if you were going to do this, it would have been back in the day because you told us you were like a hand model.
Yeah.
Right? So if this was about money, I'd say go for it. But it's just aesthetics.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And that's why it sounds so foolish, but, man, I hate it. Like, I can't, it irritates me to the point where I'm always looking down at it, and every time I see it, I just want to re-break it.
Take it from the person who broke her nose just for to be cute. Do it. It's worth it. Go for it.
I mean, how is it really any different? Because we're always telling people if you're self-conscious about it and it's really getting in your head, then change it if you can, like Abby did about her nose, right? If this is just it's a finger, but the same rules apply.
I'm wondering if I should go to a doctor, though, or see if my ex is available, because that route is a lot cheaper.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.